Way to real happiness. That's what John Davis from Dallas, Texas, is looking for. See, John was an old construction guy, and him and some other guy was standing around one morning using God's name in vain, telling dirty jokes. This old carpenter come up with his bib overalls on, he pulled his testament out, said, "John, you ought to be ashamed of yourself using God's name in vain like that." John looked at him and said, "I don't want to hear nothing about your God." He said, "I don't believe there's a God." He said, "There's never been a Bible in my home." He said, "My father always told me what it amounted to in this world was how much money you made, how important you were." The old man looked at him and said, "John, you need Jesus in your life." He turned around and walked off. John continued climbing the ladder to success, but he was still looking for that happiness he just couldn't find. Then he got introduced to cocaine, $100 a day. Got up to $800. John knew he couldn't continue on like this, so he admitted himself in the hospital. Stayed for 2 weeks. Got out. Wasn't long till he was back with the same old buddies again. Only this time it got worse. He started abusing his wife and family. She was threatening to leave him. John went to Statesboro, Georgia. Admitted himself into a rehab center. Stayed for 2 months. He was dismissed one afternoon. On his way home, he stopped at a hotel. John was going over all the treatment he had had and said, "Man, I just got to have it whooped this time." And he said, "Then I heard that voice saying, 'John, you need Jesus in your life.'" John said, "I couldn't get it out of my mind. It just over and over." He said, "So I looked up and said, 'If there is a God, show me the way.'" He said the first thing he seen when he looked down was that Bible laying on the dresser. John said, "I went over and got it, picked it up, and sat down on the bed, and I started reading. I read the wee morning hour. Went to sleep with the Bible in my hand. I woke up the next morning." He said, "I never felt so clean in my life. I felt like I'd been washed inside and out with soap and water." John said when he got home, he got his family that weekend, went to church. When the pastor gave the altar call, he went up. He gave his heart to the Lord. John said, "I found my true happiness." John gave this testimony at Giddings International Convention in Dallas, Texas. Here on more local field, Pastor Robbie Smith from Jennings Branch Church, I know a lot of you in here know him. I spoke down there 1 year, and when we got through, Robbie got up and held up a test Bible like it. Said, "See this Bible?" Said, "That was my mother's." Said, "She was admitted in the hospital while I was a teenager, and she wasn't a Christian. But said while she's in there, she started reading the Bible. She come under conviction. She accepted the Lord as a personal savior." Said she got ready to be dismissed, she asked the doctors and the nurses, said, "Can I take my Bible home with me?" They told her, "Well, go ahead." Said the Gideons, "They'll replace it." Robbie said, "I've often thought, if that Bible hadn't been in there, would my mother have accepted the Lord? Would I have been a pastor today?" See that? $5 bill. We received that from a lady in Whiteville nursing home. I'm going to read the letter she sent. It said, "Dear Gideon friends, thank you for the Bible you put in my room. I'm in the nursing home. I'm 91 years old. I read the Bible daily. I love the Lord. I'm ready to go home now just any time. Thank you very much. I'm sending you $5 to buy a Bible that you can give someone else. I only have $34.54 left. I wish I could give more. I'm going to leave it in the room when I go home to be with my Lord that you can buy someone else another Bible." That brought something, remember, excuse me. I spoke at First Baptist Church back in 88 at the other church building. I was standing at the back with an open Bible and taking the offering up. This elderly young lady, elderly woman, come by. She took a purse and dumped it all on the Bible and looked up at me. Said, "That's all I got." I don't know who the lady was. A lot of you in here probably. It might have been your mother or your grandmother. But I'll never forget that. And when we received this, I thought about that. Matthew 24, 25 says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. Mark 16:15 said, go into all the world and spread the gospel to all creation. Arnie Burke was getting given a report similar to we are today in Little Rock, Arkansas. And Arnie said at the close of the service, he said, you know, for $130, you can buy a case of these testaments to give to some of these people, these kids in other countries that are less fortunate than we are. He said, could you imagine 100 kids lined up here passing out and getting a copy of God's word that they've never gotten before? Arnie said the next week he got a letter or a call from the pastor. The pastor said, Arnie, I received a letter this week. He said, I just got to read it to you. He said, it was little Angie Bidget. He said, she's a 12-year-old dairy farmer's daughter. Started out, said, dear pastor, I want to thank you for letting Arnie the Gideon come and tell the report of what they were doing. He said, God touched my heart when he said, for $130, I could buy a case of those Bibles to pass out to kids that are less fortunate than I am. Says, you know, I've been babysitting this summer and I've saved my money to buy me a beautiful pair of shoes I'm aiming to. But I said, when God touched my heart, he said, here's my $130 to buy a case of those Bibles. You know, sometimes we take our young people for granted. Our kids, we think they don't pay us any attention. But they're hearing sometimes when we don't think they are. Had a thing happen to me one Sunday. Stopped at Bojangles after church for to have lunch, and there in the booth, I bowed my head and turned thanks. And when I said amen, heard somebody say, hello, Mr. Ball. I looked around, little fella standing there about 5 years old. I looked at him and I think, man, I don't know this kid. I know the children in our church, but I don't know him. But I said, how you, son? And started talking. And about that time, his mother come across and said, Mr. Ball, said, he seen you coming in. He wanted to come say hello to you. He said, you spoke at our church a couple of weeks ago in Whiteville. Little fellow grabbed him by the hand and said, come on, I want you to meet my brother and my dad. So went over and talked for a few minutes, and they were getting ready to leave. And we shook hands and said, keep up a good ministry. The little fellow looked up at me and said, goodbye, Mr. Ballhead. But if you could see the expression on that little fella's face, it was a blessing. You just never understand. Well, I'm going to tell you a little bit about New York Bible Blitz. A blitz is where we go to these big cities. You know, they don't have enough Gideons for to pass out the Testament, so they call for the Gideons and surrounding states to come in and help. And I was at the North Carolina convention, and Dr. Hayes from Newbern said, Robert said, you ought to go to New York on the Bible Blitz. Said, I know your health, you can't go to other countries, but said, if you go to New York City, said, you'll think you're in another country. And I said, well, I'll think about it. So he gave me an application. I looked down, a room, $140, and I started thinking, you know, man, what's that going to cost me if I go to New York? And I don't like New York to start with. But I said, well, I'll pray about it. And I did, but not very earnestly, to be honest with you. But in August, I was speaking at Beach Road Baptist Church, and at the end of the service, here come a man down the aisle, come up, stuck his hand out, said, I want to apologize to you. He said, I'm a Jew from New York City, and I stole one of your Bibles out of the hotel. Now, I know some will say that's a coincidence, but I didn't say anything about it. I've been praying, thinking about going to New York. But I want you to know, when I got back home, I filled out my application, and I went to New York. I talked Arnold Page, another Gideon here with us, to go with us. And then a guy called me from South Carolina and wanted to know if I didn't want to ride with him. He'd like to have a couple of riders. We'd share the expenses. So we went to New York. Do you believe in New York City? The Gideons have been going Bible Blitz in New York for over 30 years. We had the average anywhere from 85 to 100 church services, just like we're having right here this morning in New York City in September when the Gideons have the Bible Blitz up there. The first year I went, spoke in a Methodist down in the Bronx. Second year was African American church down in the Bronx. The third year was the Church of God. The fourth year was a Lutheran. I got to tell you about the Lutheran. We get the assignment. We get up Sunday morning about 5:30, and we go have devotions and get our church assignments, and then we'll go call our pastor. I called the pastor that morning and told him, I said, I'm Robert Ball from North Carolina, and they've assigned me to come speak in your church this morning. He said, well, we can stand one from North Carolina. I said, we had one from Kentucky last year. So I got there, and he was down the front. And nobody come in yet. We started talking a little bit. He said, what denomination are you? I looked at him. I said, well, Pastor, we really don't discuss that in the Gideons. I said, we're all born again Christians. I said, we might be a Methodist, Lutheran, a Holiness, a Church of God. I said, we don't. But I said, I'm Baptist. So that's all said. He just kept talking. We kept on. He said, you just call me Pastor Ray. Well, when he got up to introduce me, he got up and he said, well, we got Robert Ball from North Carolina here this morning. Said, he's Baptist. Said, get out them Baptist hymn books and let's sing a Baptist hymn. And they had Baptist hymn and they sang Standing on the Promises. But you've never been, it might be in New York City, but you've never been in a more friendly church than that was. They said that I had to stay and have coffee and donuts when the service was over, and we did. I elected to go to the colleges and the school for to pass out the testament. We'd hit a school of a morning and catch them as they come and took up, and quick as school class we took up, then we'd go to college. We'd stay at college all day because college, they was in and out all the time. And then we'd catch another school in the afternoon when they were letting out. The first school we went to, we started unloading the Bible. Somebody in the school hollered and said, hey, y'all can't do that. We said, we're on public property and we have permits, and that's all she said. So I picked up a couple of cases and went down to the corner, stacked my Bibles up, and about that time, here come policemen. So I went over to the curb where they're at, and they held out a hand and said, we want a Bible. I gave them a Bible. About 5 minutes, here come another police car, but I didn't wait for them. I met them at the curb. They held out a hand and said they wanted a Bible. But the sad part, my buddy's up there done giving a testament to this young man coming down the street, and he's probably 18 years old or older, and he was reading it. He come up to me and said, what kind of book is this? Well, I'm going to be honest, it shocked me, because I thought everybody in America knew what the Bible was. I said, that's a New Testament. I said, that's a Bible. It's about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I said, well, have a plan of salvation in the back. Let me go over it with you, where you can accept the Lord. When you die, you go to heaven to be with Jesus. He just looked at me, turned around, walked off, but I watched him as he went down the street. He was reading God's Word. A seed had been planted. Churches like this made it possible that we were able to do that. Went to the college that day. Gave this young lady a testament. She went about far from here to the back of the building. She turned around. She came back, asked me the same question. But she wouldn't let me go through the plan of salvation. But she was reading as she went out of sight. Then there was another young lady come by, and she didn't take a testament from me, but she went right across the street to Bob. He was from Montana. I saw him talking. He gave her a testament. Of course, she left to come over to me. He said, Robert, said, did you see that girl? I said, yeah. Said, she told me that she had received a testament in Moscow, in Russia, but she wanted one in English. And then she came back that afternoon, come up and asked if she could have her picture made with us. But you know, God just lifts us up. We've been in Russia for over 19 years putting out millions of copies of the Word. But what's the chance of old boy from Brunswick County in New York City being able to meet a college student and receive a copy of God's Word because of people like you that allows come year after year and you support the Gideon ministry that makes it possible? I was in another college. Gave this young lady, just as I handed her a testament, she just looked at me like that and said, I don't understand this. I said, let's go over here and let me explain it. She said, I've got to go to class. I said, well, come back. She said, okay. Well, waited around lunchtime to have vending things on the side of the streets there, you know, for the kids can come out and get them something to eat. And here they come, and I saw her. And I said, I thought you. She said, I'll be back in 30 minutes quick as I eat lunch. Sure enough, 30 minutes, here she come. We went over and sat down. I went through the plan of salvation with her. She accepted the Lord. And then she wanted to know, said, do you have another testament I can give my mother? I said, your mother a Christian? She hesitated a few minutes and said, no, she's Catholic. I said, you take that testament home, and I said, you tell your mother the decision that you have made, and you go through the plan of salvation in the back just like I've done, and then you find you a Bible-teaching church. We was at another school down in the Bronx. I don't know whether you've ever been to New York and been to the Bronx or not, but there's some bad-looking places down there. We were passing out these testaments to the schools, and I looked over in these houses that were built side by side, real small porches, and had a fence up in front of them. I seen this guy sitting over there on the porch. I noticed, you know, but I'd give him a testament. First thing I knowed, here he was standing over, and I walked over, and I said, you like to have a testament? And he took it, and he said, yeah. So he took that testament, went back. I was still giving out Bibles to the kids. And a few minutes looking, here he was standing there again. I walked over. I said, mister, didn't I give you a testament? He said, yes. He said, I want to help your ministry. I looked at him. I said, mister, I said, I can't take your money. I said, we volunteered. We pay our own expenses, and we donate our own time. I said, I'm from North Carolina up here. And I said, I can't take no money to help me because I promised it that I would volunteer and I paid my expenses. He said, but I want to help the ministry. I said, if you want to help the minister, you make a check out to Giddings International. I'll turn it in when I go in. He said, but I don't have no check. He said, I just got money. I said, okay. I said, I'll take it. But I said, now understand, you're not giving it to me. I said, just giving it to Giddings International to buy Bibles so we can place them out. And said, okay. I turned it and turned it in. But you know what it was? $7. But if you could see where that man come from and where he was, that $7 probably meant as much to him as $100 would to folks like you today. You know, the Giddings, we've been placing God's word in 196 countries. Only 20 of those countries are self-supporting. That's why we're speaking here today, where the monies go and help those countries that are less fortunate than we are. As you know, we put Bibles in motels, hotels, public, private schools, college, jails, prisons, men and women in the armed forces. Our wives who are auxiliary members, they put Bibles in motels and doctors and dentists often and pass out testaments to those that are in the medical field. Do you know in the last 2 years that we have been distributing Bibles in the Republic of China? In 14 different providence, we put out 2.8 million copies of God's Word. So just pray that we can continue to spread God's Word around the world. Give you a little local history. Brunswick County Camp, it started in 2082. Do you know First Baptist Church was one of the first churches that we come to speak in? Not we, but the Giddings. That was in June of 82. In November of 83, we had a Gideon to come back to speak, and it's one of our own, Bobby Davis. You know, this church had always supported the Giddings since we started our camp here. This makes 27 services that you've opened the doors to allow us to come and speak. You know, last year on the Sunday when Shane spoke, y'all gave up $1,188. For the last 5 years, you've given $5,608. That means 1,121 Bibles like this are 4,313 testaments like this. You can help us in several ways. You can help us by using the memorial Bible cards. You got two racks, one in the hall, one outside. You can donate a different type cards out there. Put one thanking to you and in memory of someone. Send a card to them. Tell them how many Bibles you've donated. Make the check out to Giddings International. Mail it to a self-addressed address. We're also looking for new born-again Christian men, professional, to join the Giddings. We always need new members. Pray for Giddings International. Pray especially for the New York Bible Blitz that's coming up next month. if God willing, and pray that I'm able, I've done signed up, I'll be leaving on the 13th to go to New York. Just pray that God will give me the strength to pass out God's word. Just remember this, 100% of whatever you give to Gideon's goes to buy and place God's word. We don't do this in a boastful way, but we pay our own expenses. We donate our own time. So 100% that you give to Gideon's International goes to buy and place God's word. David Parquet, one of our field representatives, was passing out testaments, Bibles. David said in one of these poor countries that can't afford to buy a Bible themselves, so Gideon's International team was over pacing them out. David said he'd done give out all the Bibles he had. All he had was a stack of empty boxes there. He said, this beautiful little girl, about 12 years old, he said, prettiest eyes I ever seen. Big smile on her face, come down and said, one Bible for me, sir. Just one Bible, please, sir. David said, I looked at her and told her, honey, I'll give all out. We don't have any more. She said, just one for me, please. He said, don't have any. She said, what about them boxes? You sure there's not one in there? David said he knew there wasn't, but to please her, they started looking down through the boxes. They got down to the last one. David said the little girl dropped her head and turned around and ran out in the street. He said, I heard tires squeaking, a loud thump. David said, I ran out and I picked the little girl up in my arms. I come back and I sit down beside them boxes. She passed away. He said, I only thought if it had been one more Bible, this might not have happened. God in heaven only knows. If you and I had been more conscious, this might not have happened. 1 Timothy 6:7 says, for we bought nothing in this world, and it's certain we're not going to carry anything out. Only what we do for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is going to last throughout eternity. Congregation, I want to thank you for allowing me to come. It's tough to speak in your own church. I know I'm a little nervous, but I just thank you for putting up with me and allowing me to be here this morning. And Pastor, I want to thank you for sharing your pulpit with me this morning. And thank you again for the support that you give to the Gideons. We got a little video that we'll be closing showing you the people that we can help. God bless you and thank you.